We are continuing on our series on evangelism, outreaches, and how to reach out to other people. In order for us to reach out to others more effectively and more meaningful is to see the right foundations. The foundation is not just on the projects. The foundation is really relational. Where are we in our relationship with God, and where are we in our relationship with other people? We also learn that the Lord provides, whether we are in the desert or we are in the promised land, because in the desert is also the glory of God and His blessings. In the promised land is the abundance of His provision as well. Now, we have heard in our early days as Christians, or you have heard it before, that Jesus is the bread of life. But I'd like for us to take a look at these verses in John chapter 6 more closely. It is called one of the cornerstone of thought. It's vital. It's a point of reference from where we should use as guide when we make decisions. Now, we'll also take a look at Deuteronomy 8:3. It says, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." This verse is very important as you start doing evangelism out there. Jesus said in Luke 4:4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." Now, why is this verse important? That's because at the core of human beings is really to be relational. It's more than just food. Of course, we need food, we need shelter, we need the necessities of life. But what really refreshes the soul of individual is the relationship, knowing that we're not just doing our job. We really care for them. So as we continue on this, we need to think of a situation in our life where we ask, "Lord, why is this thing happening to me?" Because we're not the only one who asked that. Also the people that we will reach out on the streets or in our place of work. So as we ponder this question, we may say, "Lord, I will fast and I will pray and pray and pray again." Then the Lord will give us an answer. He would provide for our needs, just the same way as He provided to the people in the desert or even in the promised land. Then we say, "Thank you for the answer, Lord." It could be thank you for a better job or better relationships or better health. Yet sometimes we miss the real answer. The real answer is not the money or the new job. The real answer is what it says on the Bible, "To teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." We'll continue on tomorrow.